such an illness within us, brothers and sisters. We are extremely fortunate that Hazrat is coming to our town. It's a blessing and a barakah in this time. Hazrat's qurbani, the sacrifice, the acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the quality of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that whoever would meet Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would feel that he is the most closest and beloved to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That quality you will find in Hazrat. If you see him, you will meet him, you will feel as though you are the only one who is so close to him in hundreds and thousands. That's how he deals with the little one, older one, those who are young ones. He makes them feel so comfortable. That Anas bin Malik, radiallahu ta'ala, was 10 years old, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Madinatul Munawwarah. Mother, she presented Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He stayed in the company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 10 years. He says that for whole 10 years Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never told me of that, why didn't you do this? Ulama Kiram says the akhlaq of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are many ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but this one is the greatest hadith which can describe the akhlaq of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we have done extensive research on that, because at 10 years of the period, sometimes you are ill, sometimes you are healthy, sometimes you are in a journey, sometimes you are at home. Different environment, different halat. Then to contain yourself continuously to that akhlaq, it is very difficult. Hazrat, when he interacts with the little children also, he also becomes like them. That is so difficult when you are so busy. You make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve Hazrat Ji and likes of him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Human is greedy. So usually I make dua for Hazrat Ji's age, but I make dua that Allah reserve Hazrat at least until my little child who is 1 year old, 2 years old, until he completes Bukhari Sharif by Hazrat Ji.
Amen.
Should not be making, but that is our wish, that all our children, all my children, that is my dua, that they stay in the company of Hazrat Ji, and Hazrat Ji can do the tarbiyat of them. This is how I feel, and wallahi, without any exaggeration, any moment I spend with him for me is better than spending anywhere in the entire world except the Haram and Sharifain. You feel blessed with the company of the pious people, especially like of Hazrat Ji. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him befitting reward for coming here. Mawlana Ahmad Sahib Damat Barakatuhu was saying that he's saving the energy for the Kauli people. He will just do the bayan. His sleeping pattern is also very, can't fall to sleep because of his health condition. Then came here, bearing all this kind of discomfort, knowing that wherever he will sit down, the thousands of people will flock to him to come down to this town. That is only the shafqat of Hazrat Ji. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take him from height to height and strength to strength. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we should take maximum benefit out of Hazrat Ji's presence here, inshallah. Now, without delay, inshallah, our first hafiz of our masjid, inshallah, Hafiz Adil, he will recite the Quran Kareem, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال نوح رب إنه عصوني واتبعوا من لم يزده مال وولده إلا خسارا ومكروا كبارا وظلموا لا تذرن آلهتكم ولا تذرن ودا ولا صواعا ولا يغوث ويعوق ونسرا وقد أضلوا كثيرا ولا تزد الظالمين إلا ضلالا مما خطيئاتهم أغرقوا فأدخلوا نارا فلم يجدوا لهم من دون الله أنصارا وقال نوح رب لا تذر على الأرض من الكافرين ديارا إنك إن تذرهم يضلوا عبادك ولا يلدوا إلا فاجرا كفارا رب اغفر لي ولوالدي ولمن دخل بيتي مؤمنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات ولا تزد الظالمين إلا تبارا صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم القرآن أحب إلى الله من السماوات والأرض أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته அல்லாஹ் சுப்ஹானஹு வ தஆலா த்ரூ His grace and mercy has showered upon us innumerable favors. From amongst these innumerable favors, one of the greatest favors is the glorious Quran. The glorious Quran is not only the Kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is also the Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawrat is Kitabullah, Zabur is Kitabullah, Injil is Kitabullah. Tawrat, Zabur, Injil, they are the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran is also the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it is not only the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is also Kalamullah, the Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a delicate and difficult academic issue to understand. It is for the ulama. But it is our aqeedah that the Quran is the Kitab of Allah and also the Kalam of Allah. And the Quran being the Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an attribute from the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah has always been there, Allah will always remain. All His attributes have always been there and they will always remain. Therefore, the Quran has always been there and it will always remain. Quran from Alhamd till Wan Nas has been there all the while. There was no beginning for the Quran. Allah has always been there. And Quran is the Kalam of Allah, and the Kalam of Allah is an attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Kalam of Allah has always been there. And thereafter, through either Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam or direct, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala transferred the Quran into Lawh-e Mahfuz. So if the Quran was transferred through Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam into Lawh-e Mahfuz, then Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam is the first recipient of the Quran. And he is the first hafiz of the Quran. And thereafter the whole Quran was recorded in Allahul Mahfuz. So the second hafiz of the Quran is Allahul Mahfuz. Al-Hafiz. Al-Hafiz. Hafiz means the one who protects and safeguards, one who memorizes. So first Hafiz is Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, second Hafiz is the Lawh-e Mahfuz. And the whole Quran remained in Lawh-e Mahfuz for years and years, until just before the advent of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala transferred the Quran from Allahul Mahfuz to the first heaven. in a place called Baytul Izzah. So Baytul Izzah is the third hadith of the Quran. And this happened on the Laylatul Qadr. The transfer of the Quran from Allahul Mahfuz on the seventh heaven to Baytul Izzah on the first heaven took place in the month of Ramadan during the night of Qadr. The whole Quran was transferred from Allahul Mahfuz to Baytul Izzah. It is for this reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. We revealed the whole Quran from Lawh-e Mahfuz to Baytul Izzah during the night of Qadr. And thereafter, bit by bit, piece by piece, sometimes a verse, sometimes a part of a verse, sometimes a couple of verses, sometimes a few verses, sometimes a whole ruku, sometimes a couple of ruku, sometimes a whole surah. From Baytul Izzah, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam transferred the Quran bit by bit in pieces to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam during the 23 years of his prophethood. And it was like a jigsaw puzzle. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam would descend to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam with sometimes a whole verse, sometimes a few verses, sometimes a part of a verse, sometimes the whole surah. And he would instruct our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam that the latest revelation falls in this place, in this surah. It is the consensus of the ulama that the tarteeb of the surahs, the verse after verse, it is tawqifi. It means it was instructed by Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam through the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen will come first, followed by Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, followed by Maliki Yawmiddin, followed by Iyaka Nabudu wa Iyaka Nasta'in. Every surah was composed according to the tarteeb and according to the order that was instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. نزل به الروح الأمين على قلبك لتكون من المنذرين. So through Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala transferred the whole Quran to the heart of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. In 23 years, the revelation of the Quran was completed. The suhuf were revealed to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam during the month of Ramadan. The Torah was revealed to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam during the month of Ramadan. Injil was revealed to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam during the month of Ramadan. But it was revealed in one go. Quran was revealed from Allahul Mahfuz to Baytul Izzah, from the seventh heaven to the first heaven during the night of Qadr in the month of Ramadan in one go. But from there to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was revealed in 23 years. And there are many wisdom behind this method that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala adopted in revealing the Quran in a span of 23 years. The very first verses that were revealed to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. The first verses of Surah Al-Alaq, they were revealed to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and according to the most preferred view of the ulama, for the next 3 years Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam did not come with any revelation. No revelation after the initial 5 verses. And after 3 years, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam descended and he revealed the first a few verses of Surah Al-Muddathir. Ya ayyuhal muddathir, qum fa'andir, wa rabbaka fakabbir, wa thiyabaka fatahir, wa rujza fahjur. The ulama have posed this question as to why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam did not receive any revelation for 3 years after the initial verses that were revealed to him. From amongst the many wisdoms that the ulama have stated, one wisdom is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desired to give his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam the opportunity to absorb the 5 verses that were revealed to him. 5 verses. اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. The point I'm trying to emphasize is, imagine the treasure that lies within these verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave his Nabi 3 years to absorb these 5 verses. 3 years to absorb these 5 verses. Ponder over these 5 verses. So in 23 years, the Quran was completed. The first verse is the initial verses of Surah Al-Alaq, and the last verse, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. This was the final verse that was revealed to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and thereafter, no, the Quran was completed. The Quran does not end with قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ. That is the tartib of the whole Quran. But the tartib of the revelation was different. So the last verse has a very, very profound message for each and every believer. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in the last verse that He revealed to His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Fear that day when you will be returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The whole Quran has been revealed, and our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has been explaining to you the Quran in the form of ahadith for the past 23 years, and he is about to leave the world. Before he leaves the world, now he is leaving the final message with you. The final message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear that day when you will have to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear that day. ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ. And after returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, each person will be retributed in full whatever he has earned in this world. وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. They will not be oppressed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all fairness will retribute each and every person for whatever good he has done in this world and also whatever evil he has carried out in this world. So the message of the last verse is that whatever we have revealed to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, study it very carefully. Read it over and over again. And sitting in the company of the experts, try to understand its message and carry out the do's and abstain from the don'ts, so that on the day of Qiyamah, your retribution will be a good retribution. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam left this world. From amongst the humans, he is the first hafiz of the Quran. The first hafiz of the Quran and the greatest hafiz and qari of the Quran. He is the first hafiz of the Quran, he is the first qari of the Quran, and he is the first mufassir of the Quran. The greatest hafiz, the greatest qari, and the greatest mufassir. Because he directly understood the Quran from the Creator who revealed the Quran to him. A Nabi does not learn from anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A Nabi has only one teacher, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam was not the teacher. He was not teaching Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the medium. Teacher was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was the best hafiz, he was the best qari, and he was the best mufassir. Best alim. Greatest alim that the mankind has witnessed. And because he was the best hafiz, best qari, and best mufassir, and best alim, he was the best teacher also. Because he was trained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So his teacher training came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Innama bu'istu mu'allima. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that I have been sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as nothing but a teacher. I have been sent as a mu'allim. I have been sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this occupation, with this engagement, that I will teach the ummah. I will teach the ummah what they need to do, and I will teach the ummah how they need to do. I will not only give them instructions that these are the do's and these are the don'ts. No, I will also support them. I will also help them. Tazkiyah. Through the means of soul purification, I will make the method easy for them. I will make the practicing easy for them. So our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, within a span of 23 years, conveyed the words of the Quran. The words of the Quran. And he also conveyed the words of the Quran with correct tajweed. And he also conveyed the words of the Quran with full tafsir. لَا تُحَرِّكْ بِهِ لِسَانَكَ لِتَعْجَلَ بِهِ إِنَّ عَلِيْنَا جَمْعَهُ وَقُرْآنَهُ فَإِذَا قَرَأْنَاهُ فَاتَّبِعْ قُرْآنَهُ ثُمَّ إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا بَيَانَهُ. The method was not that the words are being revealed in the Arabic language and you are an Arab, you understand the Arabic language, so you understand the Quran and explain it to them. No. I will reveal to you the words of the Quran and also the tafsir of the Quran. I will reveal both the words and the tafsir. And you will convey the words of the Quran and also the tafsir of the Quran. In the initial stages when Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam used to come with the verses of the Quran, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew his responsibility. My responsibility is to make sure that I convey each and every word of the Quran. So when Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam would come to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he would recite the Quran in his way, in his style. اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق. Only Allah knows what was happening behind the veils. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was getting worried in the initial stages. So what he would do is, he would listen to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam reciting the Quran, and simultaneously he would try to memorize the words of the Quran that he has already heard from Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. So for example, he has heard اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. So he is listening to the second verse, خلق الإنسان من علق, and he is quickly trying to memorize the first verse. اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. So he is doing two things simultaneously. One is listening to the wahy, the revelation being revealed, and second he is trying to memorize. Because this is the method of memorizing the Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeing his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this difficulty, sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam with these beautiful verses right in the initial stages. لا تحرك به لسانك لتعجل به. Do not move your tongue and the lips so that you may quickly memorize what Jibreel is saying to you, reciting to you. No, that is not your responsibility. It is not your duty to memorize. It is our duty to preserve the Quran in your heart. These Huffaz, it is their duty to try and memorize the Quran. Put effort, but as far as you are concerned, it is our duty to put the Quran in your heart. لا تحرك به لسانا. Oh my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not go through this stress. لا تحرك به لسانك لتعجل به. إن علينا جمعه. It is our responsibility to preserve the Quran in your heart. وقرآنه. And it is our responsibility to make your tongue recite those words. ثم إن علينا بيانه. And thereafter it is our responsibility to make you explain the tafsir of the Quran. These are all our responsibilities. Whenever Jibreel comes, all you do is sit silently and listen carefully to what Jibreel is saying. When Jibreel leaves, whether he recites one verse, whether he recites one ruku, whether he recites the whole surah, as soon as Jibreel has left, you will find that you have memorized it. Allahu Akbar. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam memorized the whole Quran. And he passed on the whole Quran with each and every word as it was revealed and with full tajweed. Full tajweed. To the Sahaba Rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmain, and also the tafsir of the whole Quran. And wherever the Sahaba-e-Kiram Rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmain did not understand anything, we find so many ahadis wherein a Sahabi is asking Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as to what the meaning of this verse is. My friends, only understanding the Arabic language is not sufficient to interpret the Quran. You need approximately 15 to 18 sciences to interpret the Quran. Without understanding 15 to 18 sciences, a person does not have the ability to interpret the Quran. Once Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was approached by a Sahabi radiyallahu anhu, a junior Sahabi, and he said, "Oh Amirul Mu'minin, oh Khalifatul Muslimin, can you interpret this part of the Quran for me?" Can you give me the tafsir of this portion of the Quran, this verse or this surah? Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu did not know the tafsir. He could not recall the tafsir. We are all humans, we forget. We have to refer to our seniors or refer to our references. So at that precise moment, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu could not recall the tafsir of those verses. So what did he do? Was he weak in the Arabic language? He understood the meaning of the verse, but the tafsir that was conveyed to him by Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he could not recall. So what did he say? Ayyu sama'in tuzilluni wa ayyu ardhin tuqilluni idha ana qultu fi kitabillahi ma la alam. If I say something in regard to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through my opinion without the correct knowledge, then no heaven will be able to shade me and no earth will be able to grant me refuge from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My friends, one of the greatest qualities, one of the greatest qualities of a true alim is that he says, I do not know. I do not know. If he is unaware, to say, I do not know. Nowadays, majority of the people refer to the YouTube. YouTube, they listen to this alim, this scholar, this doctor, this person, that person. And we come across so many programs where there is a question and answer session. And in those question and answer sessions, one program, second program, third program, fourth program, fifth program, you go through all the programs, you will never hear the person saying, I don't know. Sometimes I think to myself that even the Ambiya used to say, I don't know. Is this person more knowledgeable than the Ambiya? Dozens of videos, hundreds of lectures, every question the answer is there, every question the answer is there, every question the answer is there. One of the greatest scholars of our time, and the Arabs and the non-Arabs both accept him as one of the greatest scholars of the world, Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usmani Sahib Hafizahullah Ta'ala. I personally have heard him over and over again say, I don't know. I don't know. He will answer one question, he will answer a second question, he will answer a third question, he will answer a fourth question, and suddenly he will say, I don't know, so please contact me once I am in Karachi. I will have to refer to the books, then I will answer you. This is the sign of a true alim, that he will say, I don't know. So if you come across somebody who never says, I don't know, that means there is a question mark as far as his knowledge is concerned. Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu ta'ala says that it is from knowledge, this is also part of knowledge, that a person says, I don't know, when he doesn't know. That is also part of knowledge. Because what is knowledge? Knowledge teaches you how to behave in every circumstance. So if you don't know anything, then to say, I don't know, that is also part of knowledge. And only a person with true worry of the hereafter and true taqwa will be able to say, I don't know. So our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conveyed the words. He also conveyed the words with the correct tajweed and with the correct tafsir. And when he left this world in 23 years, how many Sahaba Rizwanullahi Ta'ala Ali Mujmin became ulama of the Quran, who memorized the Quran and who were the alims of the Quran in 23 years? And we have to remember that the whole Quran was not revealed at the beginning. So they did not get 23 years. It was being revealed bit by bit, every now and then. When he left this world, he left behind 10,000 ulama.
10,000 Huffaz of the Quran who also knew the tafsir of the Quran. This is the first batch of the Huffaz. That was the first madrasa. Madrasa in Suffa, in Medina Munawwara. That was the first madrasa. And the first teacher was our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when he left this world, he left behind how many Huffaz? 10,000 Huffaz. 10,000 Huffaz. A miracle of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also miracle of the Quran. And from that time until today, the world has witnessed hundreds of thousands of Huffaz during every era. Every era. There has not been a single century or a single year where the historians will say that during this period there were only 5 Huffaz in the world. There were only a dozen Huffaz in the world. There were thousands of Hafiz in Saudi Arabia, but in Pakistan there was only one Hafiz. In India there were only 5 Hafiz during that 13th century or 12th century. No. Dozens of Hafiz throughout the world. In every era there have been hundreds of thousands of Hafiz. And it is for this reason the Quran has not changed. The Huffaz have preserved the words of the Quran. The Qurra, the Qaris, they have preserved the pronunciation of the Quran. And the Ulama have preserved the tafsir of the Quran. And I would like to draw your attention to this fact that madaris are places which are forts of Islam. They are the forts of Islam. Why? Because where is all this work happening? Young children are becoming Huffaz where? These 2 students have become Huffaz where? In the madrasa. In the madrasa. Whether it's a part-time madrasa, whether it's a full-time madrasa, whether it's a boarding madrasa. What is a madrasa? Madrasa is where one person is teaching and the other is learning. That is a madrasa. So the words of the Quran are being preserved in the madrasa. The correct pronunciation is being preserved in the madrasa. And the tafsir is being preserved in the madrasa. My friends, have love for the madaris. And assist the madaris. Because it is madaris where this Quran is being preserved and where this Quran will continue to be preserved until the day of Qiyamah. Hundreds of thousands of young children are memorizing the Quran on a daily basis. And some are completing the Quran in 6 years. Some maybe even more. Because they have other commitments also. They go to school, they go to college. Then they have their ups and downs and highs and lows as well. No, I don't want to become Hafiz of the Quran. So for 1 week, 2 weeks, a few weeks, 1 month, 2 months, he's very lazy, he's not learning as he should be. But normally, if a student, if a child moves with an average pace, then he completes the Quran within 2.5 to 3 years. 2.5 to 3 years. Some 4 years, some 5 years, some 6 years. And some complete the Quran in 2 months, 2 years. And some complete the Quran in 1 year. And some complete the Quran in 6 months. And some complete the Quran in 2 months. Some complete the Quran in 1 month. And some complete the Quran in 1 week. 1 week. Imam Muhammad rahimahullah ta'ala, the great student of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, he came with his father to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi in his young age, childhood, and he said, I wish to become an alim, I wish to become a faqih, I wish to enroll in your madrasa. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi said, are you Hafiz of the Quran? So he said, no, I am not Hafiz of the Quran. So Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi said that one of the conditions of admission is that the student has to be Hafiz of the Quran. So he said, my son, you are still very young. Don't worry. You go complete your Quran and then come back. So Imam Muhammad rahimahullah ta'ala returned to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi after 1 week. Upon seeing Imam Abu Hanifa Imam Muhammad rahmatullahi alayhi's anxiousness to become a faqih and a great alim, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi said, my son, have patience. Come back after you have completed the Quran, because I don't admit anybody without knowing the full Quran. In order to become a faqih, you need to know the whole Quran. So the father said, he has completed the whole Quran. He has memorized the whole Quran. So Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi said, I need to test you. Recite from here, recite from here, recite from here, recite from here. And he knew the whole Quran by heart, without any mistakes. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرِ. All my young friends, my children who desire to become Huffaz of the Quran or who are already becoming Huffaz of the Quran, if negative thoughts enter your mind that no, it's not for me, it's very hard, it's a uphill struggle, then know that it is from shaitan. Because Allah says, and when Allah says something, it is only truth. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ. We have made this Quran easy for people to memorize. فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرِ. Is there anybody who desires to memorize? We have made it easy. It is easy for a non-Arab as much as it is easy for an Arab. It is easy for a for an old man as much as it is easy for a young child. Mawlana Muhammad Qasim Nanutwi rahimahullah ta'ala, after he graduated, he became an alim. Whilst on his journey to Hajj, they were travelling by ship in those days. So in those days, people would start their journey in Rajab, in Shaban. They would reach there before Ramadan, in Ramadan, immediately after Ramadan, and stay in Haramain Sharifain for 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, sometimes 6 months, and then they would return. They did not live in a material world and the fast world that we live in. We only go to Haramain Sharifain as a tick box, majority of us. Tick box. Hajj was farz, alhamdulillah, it is out of the way. Now they would go to Haramain Sharifain because they had love for Haramain Sharifain. They would desire to go over and over again. They would desire to remain there for as long as possible. And they would desire to die in Haramain Sharifain. So they left India to go to Haramain Sharifain. India was undivided at the time. And it so happened that whilst on the journey, the crescent of Ramadan was sighted. So people started looking for a hafiz of the Quran who would lead them in Taraweeh. Unfortunately, there was not a single hafiz in the whole group, in the whole ship. There was not a single hafiz. So it was decided that we will perform the 20 rakat Taraweeh after the Isha Salat, but with Alam Tara, because there is no hafiz of the Quran. So Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanutwi rahimahullah ta'ala said, no, we will perform Taraweeh with the whole Quran, and I take the responsibility of reciting the Quran. And daily he would memorize that portion of the Quran which was to be recited in Taraweeh. And on the 27th or 28th or 29th of Ramadan, the Taraweeh was completed with the whole Quran, and Hazrat Maulana became a hafiz within a month. Miracle of the Quran. Miracle of the Quran. Kyun mumtaz naho Islam duniya bhar ke deenon mein? کیوں ممتاز نہ ہو اسلام دنیا بھر کے دینوں میں, why should Islam not be distinguished amongst all the religions of the world? Why? Because there the religion is in the books and here the books are in the hearts. کیوں ممتاز نہ ہو اسلام دنیا بھر کے دینوں میں, وہاں مذہب کتابوں میں, یہاں قرآن سینوں میں. And young boys like these two students of ours, they motivate us to become religious. They motivate us to come closer to Allah. They motivate us to come closer to the Quran. They are the miracles of today. They are the miracles of today. It's not practically possible to memorize more than 6,000 verses. A thick book like the Quran, it's not possible. Other than the Quran, there is not a single book throughout the world which is being memorized by so many people. No. Not a single, only the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through this miracle is strengthening us that I am the true creator, my beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the true Nabi, Islam is the true religion and Quran is my true book. Musalmano na ghabrao, Khuda ki shan baki hai. Musalmano na ghabrao, Khuda ki shan baki hai. Abhi Islam zinda hai, abhi Quran baki hai. Do not worry. Oh Muslims, do not worry. The greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the same as it was during the time of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah and His attributes don't change. I will change, you will change, the trees outside will change, the building will change. The building is 100 years old now, so the structure is becoming weak. We say, I am 50, I am in my 50s, I am in my 60s. So my output is not like what it was when I was in my 20s. We change. Allah doesn't change. And the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not change. The circumstances change according to the change that comes in our lives. If the Muslims attach themselves to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the circumstances will change towards better. And if we disconnect ourselves from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the circumstances will change towards worse. Let us make a firm resolution today, my friends. Through the barakah of this very, very auspicious gathering wherein two young boys of the ummah are completing the Quran, that inshallah we will connect ourselves to the Quran. We will connect ourselves to the Quran. We will become Hamilul Quran. We will become Sahibul Quran. We will recite the Quran regularly. We will sit in the programs of the durus of the Quran that take place in our masjid. We are very fortunate to have good concerned ulama in our masajid. Ulama who have benefited from great ulama. Value them before they are no more. Value them before they are no more. Because as the Qiyamah comes near, ilm will be lifted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how will ilm will be lifted? The ulama will pass away. Good ulama will pass away. If Mulana Abdul Rashid Sahib, Muddazilluhum ulali, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lengthen his shadow upon us. Mufti Huzaifa Sahib Habibahullah Ta'ala, may Allah lengthen his shadow upon us. If either of them lives, then you will find the replacement of a lower level. Lower level. That is what will happen now, from now until the day of Qiyamah. We will find replacements, but of a lower level. Because ilm will be slowly, slowly, gradually lifted from this world. Benefit from the ulama, my friends. Benefit from the God-fearing ulama who are concerned about the well-being of our hereafter, the well-being of the ummah. sit in their company, learn from them, listen to their discourses, listen to their durus. And if we have any questions, if anything is bothering us, then we should go and ask them. Let us connect ourselves to the Quran. Reciting the Quran, understanding the Quran, following the Quran, and passing on the message to others, and encouraging them also to practice the Quran. There is goodness for all of us in this, in doing these four things. Reciting the Quran, understanding the Quran through authentic, reliable sources, passing on that message, practicing, and then passing on the message and encouraging others also to do the same. Let us take a look at the first thing only, first thing only, reciting the Quran, which is the easiest out of all of them. Understanding the Quran is more difficult than reciting, and then practicing is even more difficult. And then to pass it on to others and encourage them to practice the Quran is even more difficult. So easiest thing is to recite the Quran. What is our condition? Each person is judge and jury for himself. What is my condition? I am judge and jury. How much Quran do I recite daily? Khabbab ibn Arat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the great sahabi of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to say that, "Oh people, do whatever you can to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." What a beautiful message. Oh people, do whatever you can to come closer to Allah, to become the beloved of Allah. And thereafter he said that there is no amal which brings a person more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the recitation of the Quran. So recitation of the Quran brings a person very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much Quran do I and you recite? Abdullah ibn Masud radiyallahu ta'ala used to say that the love for the glorious Quran is a sign that a person has love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much love do we have for the Quran? That can be gauged by answering this question: how much do we recite the Quran on a daily basis? Daily basis. Our elders, our pious predecessors, Salih ibn Kaysan rahimahullah ta'ala, a great faqih and a great muhaddith, Salih ibn Kaysan rahimahullah ta'ala, he traveled for Hajj. It used to take 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, months sometimes. So he traveled from wherever he resided to Makkah Mukarramah. From Makkah Mukarramah, they used to reside for a long time, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. He performed Hajj. After that he went to Madina Munawwara. From there he returned back. It must have took him at least 3 to 4 months. During this whole journey, every night he completed 2 Qurans daily. During the whole journey, not only when he was residing in Makkah Mukarramah and Madina Munawwara, during the journey also, he recited the whole Quran twice every night, not every day, every night. And it's not difficult, because Quran is the miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because it is the miracle of Allah, it could be recited in 1 hour. If Allah grants you that miracle, it could be recited in 2 hours, 3 hours. But we have to connect ourselves to the book of Allah. If we connect ourselves to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will see this miracle in our lives also. Sayyid ibn Jubair rahimahullahu ta'ala, one day he entered the Kaaba. He was fortunate to enter the Kaaba. Sayyid ibn Jubair rahimahullahu ta'ala, he passed away in his 40s. He was martyred by Hajjaj ibn Yusuf, a great alim. So in his 40s he passed away. So when he entered the Kaaba, he must have been a young man. In young age, how was their life? When he entered the Kaaba, it is mustahab to perform 2 rakat nafl when you enter the Kaaba. If one is given the opportunity to enter the Kaaba, it is mustahab to perform 2 rakat. And normally when people go in Kaaba, because one after the other people are going, coming, entering, going out, entering, going out, people perform short nafl. That is normally the intention. So he started Allahu Akbar and he started reciting Surah Fatiha. And after Surah Fatiha, he didn't know where he was. So he started reciting Surah Al-Baqarah. After Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah Ali Imran. After Surah Ali Imran, Surah Nisa. In the first rakat, he completed the whole Quran. We go for Hajj, we go for Umrah. When we go in Hatim, what is our thought process? That I want to go in Hatim and perform two light rakats so that other people can also get the opportunity. So that must have been his mindset also. So he went in the Kaaba, he started performing the two rakats. In the first rakat, he completed the whole Quran. There were people who recited. Yahya ibn Ma'in, rahimahullah ta'ala, says that Yahya ibn Sayyid al-Qattan, rahimahullah ta'ala, recited the whole Quran daily for 20 years without fail. It is recorded regarding Abu Bakr ibn Ayyash, rahimahullah ta'ala, the great muhaddith, that he recited the whole Quran daily for 30 years without fail. Now some people may say, you are talking about Salih ibn Kaysan and Sayyid ibn Jubair and Abu Bakr ibn Ayyash, who belong to the 3rd century and the 2nd century, and we are living in the 14th and 15th century of Islam. You are talking about those people. Let us talk about those who lived in our time. My late Shaykh and mentor, Haji Muhammad Farooq Sahib, rahimahullah ta'ala, he was from Sakhar. And he was the Khalifa of Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala. He said that one day I went to Karachi. I was in Karachi. And it came to my knowledge that Qari Rahim Baksh Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala is also in Karachi. Qari Rahim Baksh Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala is one of the greatest Qaris that the world has seen. Because we don't know the science of Qira, so according to us, that person is a great Qari whose tone is very melodious and who can keep his breath for a very long time. That is Qari to us. So the science of Qira. He was the student of Qari Fateh Muhammad Panipati Rahmatullah. Again, one of the greatest Qurra that the world has seen. Qari Rahim Baksai, very pious personality. Qari Rahim Baksai, daily he would recite 20 juz of the Quran. Qari Rahim Baksh Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala, and maybe Maulana Abdul Rashid Sahib and older generation like Maulana who are from Pakistan will know the commitment of Qari Rahim Baksh Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala. He was teaching in Jamia Khairul Madaris full time, and then during the evenings he would take classes early from Tahajjud Salat. He would take classes, but daily he would recite 20 juz from the glorious Quran, and he would not compromise on tajweed. So Haji Muhammad Farooq Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala, I have heard this myself from him. Sir, I was in Karachi and I heard that Qari Rahim Baksh Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala has also arrived in Karachi. So I went to meet him. He was a very pious person also. So when I went to see him and when I met him, he had just completed his wuzu. Assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum assalam. Hazrat, it came to my knowledge that you are in Karachi, so I thought I will sit in your company for a while and acquire some barakah. So he said, I have just performed wuzu. If you are not in a rush, let me perform tahiyyatul wuzu, which is mustahab, two rakat tahiyyatul wuzu, performing two rakat nafl after wuzu. So Qari Rahim, Haji Farooq Sahib rahmatullah alayhi said that I said to Qari Sahib that if you are performing tahiyyatul wuzu, it must have been during the night, after Maghrib, after Isha. So I will also join you. You become the Imam, I will become the Muqtadi. So he said, Qari Rahim Baksh Sahib rahmatullah, I said, no problem. So I became the Muqtadi, Qari Rahim Baksh Sahib rahimahullah became the Imam, just two of us. Tahiyyatul wuzu. Allahu Akbar, he started his salat. And Haji Farooq Sahib rahmatullah alayhi said that in the first rakat he recited 10 juz. He recited 10 juz in the first rakat of Tahiyyatul Wuzu. What is Tahiyyatul Wuzu? What is Tahiyyatul Masjid? And we go in the masjid, perform short two rakat. Tahiyyatul Wuzu, short two rakat. These are the akabir of our time. So the akabir of the past, the aslaf of the past, and aslaf of our time, all of them had the zeal to connect themselves to the Quran, not only through recitation. If they recited so much, imagine their understanding, imagine their practice. Time does not permit me to go into detail. But my message is, my friends, that let us make a firm resolution that inshallah we will connect to the Quran. We will connect to the Quran by reciting the Quran as much as possible. We will connect to the Quran by understanding the message of the Quran by sitting in the durus of the ulama. We will connect to the Quran by practicing what we learn, and we will connect to the Quran by passing on and encouraging others also to come towards the Quran. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. May He grant these two young huffaz and all those who have memorized the Quran the tawfiq to strive and retain to their memory what they have memorized until they breathe their last. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enlighten their hearts with the ulum of the Quran also. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them the beacon light for the ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the efforts of the a'imma, of the teachers, of the ulama in this part of the country. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our coming, and may Allah forgive our sins and include us amongst His most beloved ones. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us barakah in the month of Shaban. And may He also grant us the opportunity to live till the month of Ramadan and to reap the fruits of the month of Ramadan. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه، هدى للمتقين، الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون، والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يؤمنون، أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه، هدى للمتقين، الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون، والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون، أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان. الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس، من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس، من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس، من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك، يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك. اللهم لا تؤمنا مكرك ولا تنسنا ذكرك ولا تهتك عنا سترك ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين. اللهم اجعل وساوس قلوبنا خشيتك وذكرك واجعل همتنا وهوانا فيما تحب وترضى. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهد البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء. اللهم إنا نسألك فعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات وحب المساكين وأن تغفر لنا وترحمنا. اللهم باعد بيننا وبين خطايانا كما باعدت بين المشرق والمغرب. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد. اللهم اجعل خير أعمالنا خواتيمها وخير أعمارنا أواخرها وخير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه يا ولي الإسلام وأهله.
ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك. اللهم اجعلنا من الذين إذا أحسنوا استبشروا وإذا أساءوا استغفروا. اللهم إنا نسألك الرضا بالقضاء وبرد العيش بعد الموت ولذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من ضراء مضرة ومن فتنة مضلة. اللهم ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك العظيم. اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك. اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك. اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك. اللهم اجعلنا من التوابين ومن المتطهرين ومن عبادك الصالحين ومن أوليائك المقربين الصديقين ومن العلماء الربانيين ومن خدام دينك وعشاكك وعشاك حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم آنس وحشتنا في قبورنا. اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يحل حلاله ويحرم حرامه ويقيم حدوده. اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب غمومنا وهمومنا وقائدنا وسائقنا إلى جنات النعيم. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم اجمع كلمتهم على الحق ووحد صفوفهم. اللهم اجمع كلمتهم على الحق ووحد صفوفهم. اللهم اجمع كلمة المسلمين على الحق ووحد صفوفهم. اللهم انقذ اخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم. اللهم امكر لهم ولا تمكر عليهم. اللهم زدهم ولا تنقصهم ولا تسلط عليهم من لا يرحمهم ولا يخافك فيهم. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك واجعل اللهم آمنة مطمئنة وسائر بلاد المسلمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام والعفو عما سلف وكان. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين. رحم کا کرم کا معاملہ فرما. یسر و سہولت کا معاملہ فرما. عفو عافیت کا معاملہ فرما. فضل و عنایت کا معاملہ فرما. حفظ و امان کا معاملہ فرما. ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. یا ارحم الراحمین ہمارے چھوٹے بڑے ہر قسم کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. ہماری لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما. ہماری سیئات کو معاف فرما. الہ العالمین ہم اقراری مجرم ہیں, ہم گنہگار ہیں, خطا کار ہیں, سیاہ کار ہیں. الہ العالمین گناہوں میں لطپت ہے. الہ العالمین ہمیں معاف فرما دے, ہمیں معاف فرما دے. الہ العالمین ہمیں معاف فرما دے. الہ العالمین چھوٹے بڑے ہر گناہ کو معاف فرما دے. الہ العالمین جان بوجھ کر کیے ہوئے انجان میں کیے ہوئے ہر گناہ کو معاف فرما دے. الہ العالمین رات کی اندھیریوں میں کیے ہوئے دن کے اجالوں میں کیے ہوئے تمام گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے. الہ العالمین سب گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے. الہ العالمین سب گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے. الہ العالمین ہم تجھ سے عہد کرتے ہیں آج کے بعد کوئی گناہ نہیں کریں گے, اگر کوئی گناہ ہو جائے گا فوراً توبہ کر لیں گے. اے اللہ معاف فرما دے, اے اللہ معاف فرما دے, اے اللہ معاف فرما دے. الہ العالمین ہمیں اپنے مغفور مرحوم بندوں میں شامل فرما, ہمیں اپنے محبوب بندوں میں شامل فرما, ہمیں اپنے مقرب بندوں میں شامل فرما. الہ العالمین ہمیں اپنی محبت عطا فرما, اپنا عشق نصیب فرما, اپنا قرب خاص نصیب فرما, اپنی معرفت عطا فرما. الہ العالمین اپنی اطاعت نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین دوا میں ذکر دوا میں اطاعت سے سرفراز فرما. اپنے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی محبت عطا فرما, ان کی اتباع کی توفیق عطا فرما. یا ارحم الراحمین دنیا اور آخرت کی ہر خیر عطا فرما, دنیا اور آخرت کی ہر شر سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. یا ارحم الراحمین مرنے سے پہلے پہلے مرنے کی تیاری کی توفیق عطا فرما. قرآن سے وابستگی عطا فرما, قرآن کی تجوید کے ساتھ تلاوت کی توفیق عطا فرما، تلاوت سے زیادہ سمجھنے کی توفیق عطا فرما، سمجھنے سے زیادہ اس پر عمل کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. الہ العالمین قرآنی تعلیمات کو، نبوی تعلیمات کو چار دانے عالم میں عام فرما دے، چار دانے عالم میں عام فرما دے. الہ العالمین امن کو عام فرما، رحمتوں کو عام فرما، برکتوں کو عام فرما، نصرتوں کو عام فرما. الہ العالمین، الہ العالمین ان چیزوں کے عام ہونے کے لیے جن اسباب کی ضرورت ہے ان کا اپنے خزانے غیب سے انتظام فرما. الہ العالمین، الہ العالمین مرنے سے پہلے پہلے مرنے کی تیاری کی توفیق عطا فرما، اس نے خاتمہ کی دولت سے مالا مال فرما، سوئے خاتمے سے حفاظت فرما، اپنی ناراضگی سے الہ العالمین ہماری حفاظت فرما، ہمیں اپنی رضا نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین آج کے اس ختم قرآن کی برکت سے دائمی رضا کے فیصلے فرما دے، ہم سب کے لیے، ہمارے متعلقین کے لیے، پوری امت کے لیے اپنی دائمی رضا کے فیصلے فرما، اپنی دائمی رضا کے فیصلے فرما، دائمی حسن خاتمہ کا فیصلہ فرما. الہ العالمین جنت کا دائمی فیصلہ فرما، جہنم سے حفاظت کا دائمی فیصلہ فرما. اے رحم الراحمین ہم سے راضی ہو جا، ہم سے راضی ہو جا. الہ العالمین ہم سے راضی ہو جا. الہ العالمین ہم غیر مستحق ہے. الہ العالمین تو کریم ہے، اور کریم اسی کو کہتے ہیں جو بغیر استحقاق کے عطا کرتا ہے. الہ العالمین، الہ العالمین ہم تیری شان کریمی کے صدقے تجھ سے الہ العالمین سوال کرتے ہیں. الہ العالمین ہم سے راضی ہو جا، ہم سے راضی ہو جا. ہم تیرے در کے بھکاری ہیں. الہ العالمین اٹھے ہوئے ہاتھوں کو قبول فرما. الہ العالمین محروم نہ فرما، محروم نہ فرما، نظر کرم فرما، نظر کرم فرما. خدا کی قسم نہ اٹھ سکے گا قیامت تک جسے تو نے اپنی نظروں سے گرا کے چھوڑ دیا. محرومی سے بچا لے، شکایت سے بچا لے، محرومی اور شکایت سے بچا لے. ہماری جھولیوں کو بھر دے، ہماری جھولیوں کو بھر دے. الہ العالمین تیرے خزانے میں کوئی کمی نہیں آئے گی. لیکن الہ العالمین، الہ العالمین ہم مسکینوں کا بھی پار ہو جائے گا. الہ العالمین ہماری جھولیوں کو بھر دے. الہ العالمین تو شریفوں کا شریف ہے، تو شرافت اور سخاوت کا منبع ہے. الہ العالمین تو جود و صفا کا مرکز ہے. الہ العالمین، الہ العالمین ہمیں محروم نہ کروں گا، ہمیں محروم نہ کروں گا. تیرے محبوب نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ہمیں یقین دلایا ہے کہ جو شخص بھی ختم قرآن کے موقع پر میرے رب کے دربار میں ہاتھ پھیلا کر مانگتا ہے، میرا رب قرآن کی برکت سے اس کی جھولی کو بھر دیتا ہے. الہ العالمین تو بھی سچا، تیرا نبی بھی سچا، تیرا کلام بھی سچا. الہ العالمین، الہ العالمین ہم غریبوں کی کشتی کو پار لگا دے، ہم غریبوں کی کشتی کو پار لگا دے، ہم غریبوں کی بگڑی ہوئی کو بنا دے. الہ العالمین اپنا بنا دے، اپنا بنا دے. کوئی تجھ سے کچھ، کوئی کچھ مانگتا ہے. الہی میں تجھ سے طلبگار تیرا، تیرا ہو جاؤ. اتنی آرزو ہے، بس اتنی ہے تمنا، دل بدل دے. الہ العالمین اپنا بنا لے، الہ العالمین اپنا بنا لے، الہ العالمین اپنے کام میں لگا دے. الہ العالمین مرتے دم تک اپنا بنا کے رکھ، اپنے مرتے دم تک اپنے کام میں لگائے رکھ. الہ العالمین ہمیں قبولیت عطا فرما، قابلیت عطا فرما، صالحیت عطا فرما. الہ العالمین صلاحیت عطا فرما، صالحیت عطا فرما. یا رب العالمین ہم میں سے کسی کو بھی محروم نہ فرما، ہمارے متعلقین میں سے کسی کو محروم نہ فرما. الہ العالمین تیرے دربار میں پیش کرنے کے لیے ہمارے پاس کچھ نہیں ہے. الہ العالمین ندامت بھی نہیں ہے، ہماری جلاوت بھی جھوٹی ہے. یا رب العالمین سوائے تیرے فضل و کرم کے الہ العالمین ہمارا کوئی آسرا نہیں ہے. یا رب العالمین تیرے قرآن کی برکت سے الہ العالمین ہم سب کو معاف کر دے، ہم سب کو اپنا بنا دے، ہم سب کے لیے حسن خاتمہ کا دائمی فیصلہ فرما دے، ولایت کا دائمی فیصلہ فرما دے. یا رب العالمین آخرت کی ساری منزلیں آسان فرما دے. یا رب العالمین جہنم سے بچا لے، بغیر حساب کی جنت الفردوس میں داخلہ نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین انبیاء صدیقین شہداء صالحین کی رفاقت عطا فرما. الہ العالمین ہمارے مرحومین کی مغفرت فرما، پوری امت کے مرحومین کی مغفرت فرما، انہیں اپنی جوار رحمت میں جگہ عطا فرما. الہ العالمین ہم سب کو معاف کرنے سے تیرے خزانے میں کوئی کمی نہیں آئے گی. الہ العالمین اپنے ہر بندے سے، اپنے ہر بندے کو معاف فرما دے، معاف فرما دے، معاف فرما دے.
انہیں جنت میں داخلہ نصیب فرما دے, ان کے قبروں پر جنت کے بازار میں سے بازار بنا دے. الہ العالمین انہیں جہنم کے گھروں سے حفاظت فرما, جہنم کے گھروں سے ان کو نجات عطا فرما. یا رب العالمین آج جن بچوں نے قرآن مجید کی تکمیل کی ہے ناظرہ یا حفظن, الہ العالمین سب کو قبول فرما, سب کو قبول فرما, سب کو قبول فرما. الہ العالمین ان کے اساتذہ کو, ان کے ماں باپ کو, جن لوگوں نے ان کے پیچھے محنت کی ہے, سب کو قبول فرما. ان بچوں کو الہ العالمین ہماری آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا, ہمارے لیے آخرت میں نجات کا ذریعہ بنا. الہ العالمین انہیں علماء ربانیین میں شامل فرما, انہیں امت کے قیادت کے لیے قبول فرما دو, امت کی ہدایت کے لیے, امت کی رہنمائی کے لیے قبول فرما دو. انہیں اولیاء میں, محدثین میں, مفسرین میں, علماء ربانیین میں شامل فرما. انہیں ماں باپ کے لیے, اساتذہ کے لیے الہ العالمین سرخ روئی کا ذریعہ بنا, آخرت میں نجات کا ذریعہ بنا. یا ارحم الراحمین ان بچوں کو الہ العالمین بے انتہا قبول فرما. یا ارحم الراحمین, یا ارحم الراحمین اس مدرسے میں جتنے بچے پڑھ رہے ہیں, پڑھ چکے ہیں, جو پڑھیں گے, الہ العالمین ان سب کے ایمان کی حفاظت فرما, الہ العالمین دین کی حفاظت فرما. الہ العالمین اس مدرسے کو لوگوں کے ایمان کی, عقائد کی, دین کی حفاظت کا ذریعہ بنا. اس مسجد کو بھی الہ العالمین دین اور عقائد کی حفاظت کا ذریعہ بنا. یہاں کے ائمہ, یہاں کے علماء, ان کی عمروں میں, ان کے میوز میں, ان کے علوم میں, ان کے خلوص میں, ان کی خدمتوں میں, ان کی لگن میں, الہ العالمین اور برکت پیدا کرنا. یا رب الرحیمین مدت مدید تک بس ان کو خلوص, اشاعت دین اور خدمت خلق کے لیے انہیں بھی, مجھے بھی اور باقی پوری دنیا کے علماء حق کو قبول فرما دے. یا رب الرحیمین اہل حق کو قبول فرما, اہل حق کی عبادت فرما, اہل حق کے تمام کاموں کی عبادت فرما. الہ العالمین اہل حق کو حق پر مشتمل فرما, اہل حق کو حق پر مشتمل فرما. الہ العالمین آپسی انتشارات, آپسی اختلافات سے محفوظ فرما, شیر و شکر بنا دے, ایک اور نیک بنا دے. الہ العالمین ممالک اسلامیہ کی عبادت فرما, ممالک اسلامیہ کی حفاظت فرما. الہ العالمین خیر خواہ, ہمدرد حکمران نصیب فرما. یا رحم الراحمین شر فتنے سے حفاظت فرما. الہ العالمین ممالک اسلام میں برکتوں کو عام فرما, بالخصوص حرمین شریفین اور مسجد اقصی اور مقامات مقدسہ کی حفاظت فرما. الہ العالمین پورے عالم میں دین کے جتنے کام ہو رہے ہیں سب کی حفاظت فرما, سب کو ایک دوسرے کا معاون بنا دے. الہ العالمین اختلاف انتشار سے محفوظ فرما. الہ العالمین جن جن بھائیوں نے, بہنوں نے ہمیں دعاؤں کے لیے کہا ہے, لکھا ہے, جو ہم سے متوقع ہیں, جن کا ہم پر حق بنتا ہے, جو ہم سے تعلق رکھتے ہیں, محبت رکھتے ہیں, بالخصوص ہمارے ماں باپ, اساتذہ, مشائخ, دوست احباب, حاضرین مجلس, شرکائی مجلس, سبھی کے تمام جائز دن مقاصد کو پورا فرما. الہ العالمین اس مسجد میں اور مسجد کے تحت جو بھی کام ہو رہے ہیں ان سب میں خوب خیر و برکت پیدا فرما. اس کے الہ العالمین ہر لوگ کی حفاظت فرما, چاروں طرف سے اس کی حفاظت فرما, شر فتنے سے محفوظ فرما. الہ العالمین اہل سنت والجماعت کے عقائد پر, اسلاف دیوبند کے عقائد پر اسے الہ العالمین مضبوط بنا دے. الہ العالمین ہم سب کو اسلاف کے طریقے پر چلنے والا بنا دے. یا رحم الراحمین آپ کے محبوب نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم نے جن بھلائیوں کی دعا مانگی تھی وہ ساری بھلائیاں عطا فرما, جن برائیوں سے پناہ مانگی تھی ان ساری برائیوں سے پناہ عطا فرما. الہ العالمین ہم میں جو بیمار ہیں انہیں شفائے کاملہ عاجلہ مستمرہ دائمہ نصیب فرما, ظاہری باطنی جسمانی روحانی تمام بیماریوں سے نجات عطا فرما. ہم میں سے ہر شخص کو موذی خطرناک بیماریوں سے محفوظ فرما, نجات عطا فرما. الہ العالمین جو پریشان حال ہیں ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما, جو مصیبت زدہ ہیں انہیں عافیت عطا فرما. الہ العالمین جو بے اولاد ہیں انہیں اولاد صالح عطا فرما, اولاد والوں کو اولاد کی طرف سے آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک عطا فرما. الہ العالمین جو بے رشتہ ہیں انہیں رشتہ نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین جن رشتوں میں ناچا گیا ہے محبت سے مبدل فرما. الہ العالمین جو جیلوں میں بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں, مقدمات میں پھنسے ہوئے ہیں, الہ العالمین باعزت رہائی نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین جو رزق کی تنگی تنگی میں مبتلا ہے انہیں وسعت والی برکت والی حلال روزی عطا فرما. جو مسجد سے دور ہے انہیں مسجد کے قریب کر دے. العالمین جو تجھ سے دور ہے تجھ سے جوڑ دے. یا رحم الراحمین جو بے علم ہے انہیں علم کی دولت سے مالا مال فرما. یا رحم الراحمین جو ہدایت سے دور ہے انہیں ہدایت سے سربراز فرما. الہ العالمین ہم سب کو شقاوت سے بچا لے, سعادت عطا فرما, جہالت سے بچا لے علم عطا فرما, بیماریوں سے بچا لے صحت عطا فرما, ذلتوں سے بچا لے عزت عطا فرما, کفر سے بچا لے الہ العالمین ایمان کو مضبوط فرما, شرک سے بچا لے توحید کو مضبوط فرما, نفاق سے بچا لے خلوص اور اخلاص کو محفوظ فرما. یا رحم الراحمین ہر دنیا اور آخرت کی ہر خیر عطا فرما, دنیا اور آخرت کی ہر شر سے محفوظ فرما, جو مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما, جو مانگنا چاہیے تھا وہ بھی نہیں مانگ سکے وہ بھی عطا فرما. اللهم انا نسالك في سفرنا هذا البر والتقوى ومن العمل ما ترضى. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار. رب اغفر وارحم وانت خیر الراحمین. الہ العالمین آج کے اس جلسے کو بے انتہا قبول فرما. ہماری طرف سے اس کے آداب میں, اس کی عظمت میں, اس کے احترام میں جو کمیاں رہ گئی ہیں انہیں معاف فرما. اور الہ العالمین اس جلسے کو ہم سب کے لیے آخرت میں نجات کا, ہماری زندگیوں کے بدلنے کا ذریعہ بنا دے. ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم, وتب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم. سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین وآخر دعوانا ان الحمد للہ رب العالمین برحمتک یا اللہ.